I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News on this Wednesday. The holiday shopping season officially arrived last week, with retailers offering holiday shoppers deals online and in stores. But some Illinois cities say that as more people choose to shop on the web, it is cutting into their budgets. Peoria has seen declining sales tax revenue. That's according to city manager Patrick Urich. And one problem, he says, is the outdated way the state collects taxes.
We still have taxing systems that are set up assuming that we have a economy that was based on goods, and that it was goods that were purchased in your community. And what we're seeing today is that we're more of a service-based economy, and we don't tax services in Illinois. And then we're also an economy that's now moving more towards online sales.
Illinois collects the state sales tax on most online purchases, but communities generally cannot collect local retail taxes on what their residents buy online. The trend toward online purchasing could force cities to reduce services or hike other taxes to cover the shortfalls. For our full Illinois Issues in-depth report on this topic, visit our website, wsiunews.org. Illinois lawmakers heard testimony yesterday on the economic benefits of legalizing recreational marijuana. Supporters say legalizing pot would raise hundreds of millions of dollars in much-needed tax revenue for the state. Adam Orens is with the Marijuana Policy Group in Denver, and he says Colorado expects to see more than $1.5 billion in sales this year.
This has been unbelievably fast growth for a market, something that you don't really see in any other market. And it's because this market already existed. It was just unregulated and untaxed. And you've seen a very fast absorption rate from the black market into the regulated market.
Others in Springfield testified about additional benefits like freeing up police officers to fight violent crime instead of busting pot smokers. And three housing authority groups in Illinois are getting more than $700,000 to expand affordable housing options for low-income families. U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin of Illinois say in a news release jointly, the funding will come through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Housing Choice Voucher Program. The bulk of the funding will go to DuPage Housing in Wheaton. Also receiving money are the Rockford Housing Authority and the Housing Authority of Mount Vernon in southern Illinois. Forecast today, pretty pleasant, not quite as warm as yesterday. Sunny today, we'll get up to about 60. Tonight, showers late, about a 40% chance of rain tonight. And partly cloudy tonight with a low of 57. Friday looks nice, sunny, high 55 on Friday.